Hello and welcome to Top Realtors of Atlanta, sponsored by Commercial Capital Limited, the place to go when the banks say no, and the Ty Fair Commercial Group. With four locations and growing, they're the best source for your commercial real estate needs. I'm your host, Brian Peart, the president of Commercial Capital Limited. We're excited to introduce you to some of Atlanta's top realtors. On every episode, I will be joined by some of the top realtors in our area to discuss the real estate landscape and the latest news and trends within the industry. Every month, we will release two new episodes. One show will focus on residential, while the other concentrates on commercial. On today's episode, we'll talk residential real estate. My guests are Marlena Steinson, Bert Rodriguez, and Jared Marsden. Jared, why don't we start with you? Why don't you introduce yourself and your company and tell us a little bit about you?
Jared Marsden, Keller Williams, Greater Athens. I am a true Athenian, grew up in Athens, been in residential real estate for about 8.5 years now. Before that, I owned and operated a home inspection company for the previous 9, and also have a degree in housing from the University of Georgia.
What sets you apart from other agents in the market, and why should people use you?
I think the big thing is just kind of my experiences as an agent and also the previous home inspector experience. I think that's invaluable when I'm out with buyers and also able to help sellers, advise them on what repairs to make, which ones not to make. I'm an Air Force veteran as well, so I certainly have, you know, plenty of self-discipline in order to be able to make things happen. And yeah, that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Marlena, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Brian?
Good. Good. Tell us about yourself.
So I am the newly licensed agent from this group here today. I've been licensed now about 8 months, and I'm also with Keller Williams Greater Athens. I'm also one of the agents on the Hayes Group, which is a small team within the brokerage. And I am also born and raised in Georgia, from Metro Atlanta originally, and I went to school at UGA, so I absolutely love Athens and the area, and pretty much everything in between Atlanta and Athens is kind of my specialty.
Nice. So you mentioned the Hayes Group. What's the difference between the Hayes Group and a solo agent or mega team in the client's buying or selling experience?
That is such a great question, and I love being able to tell people that a solo agent really, I was a solo agent for the first 6 months, and I was really getting bogged down in the contract to close process. When you're working with a solo agent, often they have multiple transactions going on at once, and every client that they have is at a different step in that transaction, and it can get pretty messy if someone's not organized really well. So while you have that kind of one-on-one experience with your solo agent, you know, they might not have as much time for you because they're so busy dealing with every step in the process. And then kind of the opposite of that is dealing with someone who's on a mega team is you don't really get that one-on-one connection with your agent. You might be handed off to somebody down the line who's mm-hmm. really going to be the one that is handling your transaction, where when you sign the papers, it was with the lead on that team,
right,
who has all the experience and knows what to say to get you to sign the papers, but then you're kind of handed off down the line. And so the Hayes Group is the best of both worlds with that. We are only 3 licensed agents and 2 admin. So we're a small team. So you get that one-on-one still with me, working with me, but you know that I still have the leverage of my teammates to deal with kind of the nitty-gritty of the contract process. Our 2 admin, that's all they do is the contract to close and marketing. So they are super organized with their systems because that's all they do is at the computer, writing amendments, email chains with lenders, that can all get really messy. So you have me to deal with the front end stuff and have that personal one-on-one connection. And then you still have the leverage of the team that's able to handle the nitty gritty.
Nice. We're also joined by a third realtor, and that is Bert Rodriguez. Bert, why don't you tell us about yourself and your business?
Hey, would love to. My name is Bert Rodriguez. I'm just like Jared. I'm a local Athenian, grew up in Athens and went to school and everything. I love working with first-time home buyers, and, you know, of course, who doesn't love sellers? But in this market, I've really enjoyed working with first-time home buyers and investors and stuff. What I bring to the table is, you know, I know the Athens market. I know the Athens area. It's my home. It's where my family is and where I hope to be for the next 10, 15 years.
So who are your clients and how do you find them?
So a lot of my clientele comes from the people that I grew up with, my friends, my family, my parents' friends, people I go to church with. And, you know, my dad was also in real estate at one point, and he always talked about, you find people wherever you go, you talk to everyone about real estate. And from that, I've been able to capture a lot of locals, a lot of friends that do real estate in other areas of the city. People send me referrals. My referrals come from past clients.
You are all in the Athens market, right? How's that market right now? Is it a good healthy market?
Yeah, it's fun. We've definitely seen a change, kind of changed almost overnight, really, in June. Mm-hmm. And it's also very different in close areas. Oconee County is crazy right now. It probably always will be. That's where everyone wants to be. That's the competition, and the low inventory is still there, super strong. And then just right over the line, when you're into Clark or Morgan County, is really still super hot, kind of within Athens, and then heading towards Atlanta, kind of Barrow County and Oconee County area are still very competitive, very desirable areas and low inventory. And then we have seen a shift in things, price drops, things staying on the market a little bit longer, kind of on the west and south sides of the greater Athens area.
Jared, we had talked and you had mentioned something about giving back to the community. How do you give back to the community, and how can others?
Yeah, so I was at a previous brokerage where it all kind of started, where I gave 10% of my commission back to local nonprofits. We had a list of about 20 to 22 at any given time, and really started developing personal relationships with those nonprofits. When I decided to come back home to Keller Williams, part of the deal was I had to be able to find a way in order to give back to the community. So I worked with a lady that has like she essentially sets up giving funds for businesses and individuals to give back. So the idea is I put 10% of commission into that each month, and then I've developed tight-knit relationships with local nonprofits. When they need something, they call me, and I can help provide those items for them. Recently just purchased, I think it was 8 picnic tables for a local nonprofit. I was able to purchase all the picnic tables and then the supplies for them to paint them and stain them and seal them, and delivered all of that to them.
Awesome. I do a lot of that myself. I like giving to the local communities where you know the people and you see the stuff at work, right? Mm-hmm. That's always awesome. So, Bert, what should first-time investors, you mentioned you do a lot of first-time home buyers, what should first-time investors look for when investing in a college town?
Because it's a college town, it's always changing, but at the same time, there's always new people coming in, new businesses wanting to approach the Athens market because it's a college town. A lot of what I teach my first-time home buyers or first-time investors that want to dive into it, a lot of what I teach is look for the return on investment, of course, but also future maintenance cost of a specific area. If you have a condominium that has old roof or old HVAC systems, so I teach a lot of that to my clients, looking for repairs that are already on the property, how much money they have to spend on it, and how much money they have to actually buy the property. So those are some of the main things that I tell them about.
Larger universities like UGA, those towns tend to always be very, very good investment places, actually, because, I mean, just those numbers always grow. I went to school at Florida State. Tallahassee was just a great place to invest because it was just always growing. You know, that the school was always growing. So
yeah, absolutely. Just actually this morning, I got an email, or I think our brokerage got an email from the Athens Chamber of Commerce saying they have had an overflow of especially graduate students calling them looking for rentals and housing opportunities just because it's low inventory. So Athens is always a great area, and the Chamber of Commerce is turning them to us to help them find opportunities of housing situations.
So why don't I stay with you, because all of you also are with Keller Williams, although you work in different kind of areas with it. So Marlena, why choose Keller Williams?
Yeah, Keller Williams is such a great company. They are founded in their training. They have so much support and tools and technology. The mentorship, the leadership there is just great. They actually got, after 4 consecutive years, in the top 10 for the top training companies worldwide, and not just in real estate, that's across industries. After 4 consecutive years being in the top 10, they just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and now they can't be in the top 125 anymore. So they are just a great company that has a lot of resources, and they really, really support their agents, not just with the tools and the systems, but also with the mindset.
Well, let's stay on that and talk about building the business. You know, Jared, what are the keys to growing your business?
Yeah, I think it's, and really the business side of things has really become kind of a passion of mine. I've been talking with a lot of other agents about, you know, growing the business on a regular basis. But really the key for me is running my business like a business, looking at the numbers on a regular basis, just really treating it the way it's supposed to be run. But as far as on the back end with clients, is, you know, treat everybody with respect. Relationships are invaluable to me, and that's with, you know, clients and even other agents around town. Those relationships are just, like I said, they're completely invaluable, and it enables me to get things done that I think other people often struggle with because I've built the relationships on the front end.
Bert, you had mentioned some niche markets. What is your niche market, and why do you like that niche?
I'm Hispanic. I'm from El Salvador. I came to Athens when I was 10, and so I still have relationships with people that are, you know, in different countries and stuff, and from El Salvador, and so I talk to a lot of people that are not fluent in speaking English, and my niche has become, though I didn't want to dive into it like I should have in the beginning, my niche has become Hispanic buyers and sellers, and I've really enjoyed working with investors. You know, sometimes my goal with them pretty much is to make sure that they're always educated. I want to make sure that they're able to buy as well. Everyone has an opportunity to buy in this country, and they can too. And so my niche is to make sure I educate my Hispanic clients and make sure that they keep sending me referrals.
Marlena, what is your approach to any listing appointment?
So I think it's super important to have a range of options for a seller. So every seller has completely different needs, whether that's how much they want to or need to for another purpose, net from the profit of their sale, their timeline, how quickly they need to sell it, all sorts of different scenarios that make each seller very unique. So every listing appointment that I go into, I have three main paths depending on what those scenarios may be. So with the Hays Group, we partner with several large-scale cash investor companies. So if a seller needs a quick closing, they have something coming up, they're about to go into foreclosure, all sorts of different scenarios, we have a cash buyer that can close in 10 days. And say, you know, you want more than that, you're not in such a big hurry to sell, and you need a little bit more from the profit of your sale, but you're not interested for health reasons or something else, for going through the showing process, getting looky-loos in your house, having a sign in the yard, being on the market, I'll buy your house with a 20% commercial loan. I think it's really important for your agent to also be well-versed in investing in real estate as well. That's a big side of it. So myself or one of my team members would be happy to buy the property from you. It won't be as quick a closing, and it will be financing, but then we can avoid the showing process if that's important to you. And if you're okay with the showing process, it's worth it for you to net that much more from the house. As an agent, I can also just put it on the market for you and walk you through that process. So it's really important to get to know your seller's wants and needs, what's important to them, and how you can best serve them for their individual situation.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so Jared, what are you seeing in the current housing market?
Wow, yeah, that's a loaded question, because it doesn't seem to be the same across the board. I always feel like Athens is a little bit more insulated than maybe some of the outskirts. Even, you know, when I inspected houses back in 08, 09, 10, I don't feel like Athens was hit nearly as hard as even Gwinnett County. We were certainly hit, but not quite the same. So what I'm seeing right now, kind of the A areas are still getting a lot of activity. They're receiving a lot of showings. Their prices are still pushed up and sometimes going over asking. Kind of the B areas, the things kind of the outskirts, maybe the more secondary type neighborhoods, that's where we're really starting to see a lot of the price corrections, a lot of the pushback. And there has been quite a bit of price corrections in those areas. I tend to think that a lot of that is due to people kind of overvaluing those areas in the beginning, though. Certainly some amount of correction and people laying back a little bit. I think largely just due to interest rates and just you know, housing affordability has fallen a little bit and having to catch up with that.
Bert, are you planning on creating a team or acting as a solo agent?
I've really enjoyed acting as a solo agent. It gives me that flexibility to treat everyone with respect and give me that time to spend with everyone. I do like the aspect of having more time, I guess, for myself. But right now, I'm fine as a solo agent. Probably my next move will be a transaction coordinator to help me with a lot of the nitty-gritty of admin work.
You mean adding a transaction
coordinator? Adding a transaction coordinator. That's right.
Marlena, last question before we do a round robin here. How does your background translate into being a great realtor?
So my degree from the University of Georgia is actually in education. And I have a lot of respect for people that have done their career in that industry for their whole lives, because I was not cut out for it. It is super challenging. So I decided to just go ahead and get that midlife crisis career change into the real estate industry out of the way at 23. And so I've really loved real estate, but I can't help that education part of me is still there. And that really comes out with educating my clients on the process of buying and selling. I think a lot of agents, just because this is our day-to-day life, this is what we do day in and day out over and over and over, forget that even our clients that aren't first-time home buyers or sellers, it was probably years ago the last time they did this process. And the stuff that they do remember from a couple years ago, the last time they did it, probably doesn't even apply anymore, because the contracts change every 6 months. Obviously, the market is constantly shifting. So I absolutely love teaching my clients about not only strategy and the process, but getting into the details of how this goes, the strategy in the current market changing, how they can best protect themselves, and kind of walking them through the process along with all the paperwork side.
We're going to put our visionary hats on here, and I'm going to ask a simple kind of round robin question. You know, the market's changed some. The rates have shot up over the last few months. Where do you guys see, first, I guess, what changes has that brought to your local market? And then where do you see this market in 6 months or a year down the road?
Yeah, again, that's one of those tough ones to answer. I think anybody that knows what's going to happen or tells you that they know what's going to happen is probably not telling you the truth.
Or selling you something, right?
Yeah, exactly. What I'm really kind of hopeful for is that we'll see some stabilization in interest rates. If we have any more increases, they'll be kind of minimal at best, and housing prices will kind of settle in. We still have a huge shortage of supply, and that's not going anywhere. There's no way that builders can catch up to the demand at this moment. So I think prices that we're seeing right now are at least here to stay for the moment. Yeah, if you want to buy, I mean, go ahead and hop in, because I don't think it's changing any in 6 months.
There is an overall national trend towards moving into the Southeast. So we're in the area where people are moving to, from even California and New York. They're coming here to the Southeast, here, Florida. So there is an influx. And when that's the case, there is going to be more demand. That's, at the end of the day, prices are what? Supply and demand. I think there's validation of that. But what about in 6 months, a year? What do you think? Similar to now?
I believe it'll be pretty similar. I'm hopeful that people will kind of come to grips of the higher interest rates, and maybe some of the scarcity will kind of come out of it.
Yeah.
But I think as far as pricing and things go, I think this is what we get for now.
I mean, historically, the rates aren't really that high, historically speaking. Like when I got in the mortgage business, I remember when the rates first got down below 7. You know, and we were like, they'll never be this low again. You know, Marlena, tell me, what do you think? How's it changed, and where do you see it in 6 months or a year?
Yeah, so overall, it's actually changed, I think, for the better. Now that we're kind of shifting out of the ridiculous seller's market side of things and kind of balancing out a little bit more, it's not as miserable to work with buyers. It's actually possible to win an offer without an appraisal gap. So I think it's for the better. We have seen a shift. Things are still going off the market quickly, but, you know, instead of 6 hours, it's, you know, more like a week, which is still crazy, but
still good.
It's still great. It's still great if you're a seller. Things are still going for at least asking. Some things are still going for a few, I'd say like you know, I kind of in the Barrow County area is where most of my business is. That's Winder, Statham, kind of just towards Atlanta, outside of Athens. And that's a extremely desirable area. And instead of everything going for $20,000 over asking, it's more like $5,000. Mm-hmm. So it's still good if you're a seller. You can still get pretty good terms, but it's also good if you're a buyer right now, because it's possible to win something without an appraisal gap, even if you need closing costs. I've seen some of that starting to come up. And a lot of people think on the buy side, they're waiting for some big crash. But really, I truly don't think that's coming, because a huge reason for the 2007-2008 crash was the lending practices that were in place. People were getting loans with no money down, no income or asset verification, and with variable rates too. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, a couple years later, their rates shot up and they couldn't afford it anymore. Right now, while we are nationally in a recession, people that have bought in the last 2 years have gotten a super low interest rate, and that is fixed for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Their monthly payment isn't going to change. So we've had really strong lending practices, and people have actually been really smart to buy. Even though you might have to do some crazy things to win the offer, you secured that rate 2.5% just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. For the next 30 years.
All right, Bert.
You know, one thing you said earlier was there's an influx of people moving to the Southeast. Mm-hmm. And I definitely see that. I've always gotten calls from out of the state, from people, you know, on the West Coast or New York, people wanting to not necessarily just move down here, but buy down here, because everything around their area is over $1 million. And down here, you can buy a house on 5 acres for, at one point, under 300,000, mm-hmm. you know, and now, though that has gone up, it's still not over $1 million, mm-hmm. In certain areas, of course. But so I definitely see, you know, the craziness maybe coming to not a full stop, but just slowing down a little bit enough for these people that live here, for the locals, to buy a house. And I do hope that in the next 6 months, all these people that are renting, they can't find a house. So I hope that all these people that are renting now can step up and not drag their feet and go buy a house.
Yeah. Bert, why don't you tell us how people listening can reach you?
So I'm on social media at The Realtor Bert. You can find me there. You can call me. I'm in the Athens market. You can just Google me, Bert Rodriguez, and you'll find me.
Okay. Jared, how about you? Tell us how we can reach you.
Yeah, same thing, social media, either Realtor Jared or Jared Marsden, depending on which format it is, which is kind of crazy. Website is realtorjared.com, or just Google my name like my 13-year-old daughter likes to do.
How about you, Marlena?
Yeah, you can Google me as well to find out all my information. I run my business through an LLC called Marlena Sold It Realty. It's Marlena with an I. Or you can find me on social media. My Instagram is Marlena Stainson Realtor.
You guys are all social media gurus over here. I always give people my phone number. Yeah. I'm still old school, right? Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. I want to thank you for joining Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by Commercial Capital Limited and the Ty Fair Commercial Group. We offer new shows on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, so keep an eye out for these. You can find us on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever your favorite podcasts are. You can also enjoy the show anytime by visiting businessradiox.com. selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Top Realtors of Atlanta. Thank you to all my guests. On behalf of Commercial Capital and the Ty Fair Commercial Group, I'm Brian Peart, and this has been Top Realtors of Atlanta on Business Radio X.